Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What is going on, Stay Ready family? And today we're going to talk about multifamily syndications and honestly just syndications in general, right? So what is a syndication? Long story short, a syndication is where general partners, GP, bring in limited partners, LP, to bring in money to invest in a deal. So for an example, let's just say on a very small scale, I do a syndication for a 20 unit apartment complex. I'm the one that's going to be doing a deal. I'm the one that's going to be bringing things together as the GP. And I bring in investors. I pull in money from my LPs, limited partners, and I use their money to close on the deal, to rehab the deal, or do whatever I need to get the deal done. And then what I do is can't necessarily promise, right? Because no investment is guaranteed to make a return, right? But I say, if they do this, you can expect a return of 12% cash on cash, or, 10%, preferred return. So basically, a syndication is where people pull in money to knock down a deal, and the people who bring in the money as an LP, they get a return. GPs, me, I'm the one that have the say in the deal. I'm the one that determines what goes on in a deal. LPs are just providing money, and they do not have say, right? So they just get to watch and hope the best for the returns. And typically speaking, you should expect good returns, depending on who you get into bed with. So when is a good time to get in a syndication? Are syndications good? Are syndications bad? You're going to see different stories. You're going to hear different stories of me giving all the good and all the bad. And I want to start off with the bad. Right. I'm going to start off with the bad because I think whenever the interest rates were low, it was a lot easier to get in a deal. When the interest rates were low, it was a lot easier to make money in the deal. So because of that, the barriers to entry were lower because it was easier to make money. Since the interest rates were low, your payments weren't as high, and you could possibly get away with not knowing much. The bad thing about syndication is, how can you prove that the people that you're giving money to actually own the deal, right? It's really easy to get scammed. It's really easy to get scammed, right? There is no easy way to fact check if a GP actually owns the deal. There is no easy way to fact check if the GP has done other deals, right? You're gonna ask them for paperwork or some kind of proof. The proof that they're gonna give you is pictures, videos. They're most likely not gonna give you legal paperwork. They're probably gonna tell you to kick sand. And it's scary, right? I've heard people lose their life savings, their retirement savings, $50,000 to $250,000, trusting their money with either a new GP, a new company, a new group, and ended up being a scam, or the property got foreclosed on, right? That's gut-wrenching. And it boils my blood because, you get into real estate and you hope that people are doing this game and doing business with integrity. And that's just not the case. When it comes to money, a lot of people start forgetting, how to be honest, or they get the money and leave because it's a quick cash. So a downfall with syndications is how do you prove that someone is doing what they actually say they have done or has what they, how do you prove that someone is doing what they say they did, or how do they prove that they actually own what they say that they're buying, right? One way is to talk to brokers, right? Brokers have a license legally in every state. They legally have to show you what their license number is to be doing business. So you can ask a broker if you had done a deal with these people or these groups. You can ask a broker, hey, I'm thinking about putting $25,000 to $100,000 into these people. I looked at their websites, everything looks trustworthy. I've seen them on social media. It seems like, they got good reviews. The investors and LPs say they have good returns. I want to fact check myself. So, excuse me, broker, have you done a deal with this person? And then brokers are pretty honest, right? You tell them you're about to give $100,000 in real estate. You never know what that broker might do for you or try to bring you a deal that you want to do. Or most brokers typically have integrity. And if there is a big player in a market or even a medium-sized player, right, they want to, do right by that player, that investor, that syndicator, that GP, because if they do right by them, then they are incentivized to send them more deals to help you get more money on your returns. So asking brokers is one way, but you got to figure out who the broker is. So, syndications are great, but I do want to tell you some of the bad parts about it because there's a lot of things that you typically can't possibly know 100%, and you have to go with your gut, right? They should be, when I say they, the GP should be telling you all the legal information that's required, right? They can't promise you a certain return because there is no guarantee. We don't know what the market will do. We don't know if a tornado is going to come and tear up the property. All these things are very possible. So the syndicator should be letting you know every single possible thing that could happen that most likely won't happen. And you should have a full understanding of what can happen with your money, good and most definitely bad. If you cannot risk this money, I say don't use it. Don't use it, period, point blank. And I would say that's the biggest downfalls, right? It's easy to scam people, and it's just the hard truth. I syndicate, my team are syndicators. I'm a GP. I'm also an LP in a sense, since I invest in the deal. And it's just eye-opening because when I was, new to the real estate space, I was so excited to get in the deal. I'm in a mastermind. I'd probably, invest with anyone in a mastermind. I've built relationships at this point where I have more of a trust factor with the people in the mastermind. But the reality of it is, I am not getting into any deal unless I've known the person for at least 6 months to a year, right? And when I say know the person, I have to either network with them through Zoom on multiple occasions, chat with them through Facebook, Messenger, phone calls on multiple occasions, because it's just too easy to lose money and it's too easy to scam. And my team is trustworthy. We have already proven that we can give returns, and it's a small space as well. I'm telling you these stories because since it's a small space, I've heard the bad. I got names of people in groups who have not done well, and bad things can happen. Good people can get foreclosed on. Good people could, they can't predict everything and the market can turn, et cetera. But that's usually not the case if you have experience on the team. Never, never, ever invest a large amount of money unless that GP, that team member has some kind of experienced person who they can go to, who they can vouch for, and who can save the day when all hell breaks loose. People are putting their retirement in this because it is an alternative method to invest, right? When people think of retirement, they think of 401k. They think of, the simple, employment match, whatever it may be. But real estate is a great alternative for a passive investment with great tax returns that you can truly make money from, appreciation, monthly, semi-monthly cash flow, quarterly cash flow, or semi-annual checks. That's just a fact. Most people make money off real estate. That is well known. But in syndications, you got to know who you're getting into bed with, right? Who can vouch for that group? Why are syndications good, right? Because it's a great alternative, like I just mentioned. How do you find the good people? Testimonials are everything. I just told you that it's a very small network of people who are doing syndications when it comes to countrywide. There's not enough deals for everyone who wants to get in. So people talk, and you have to understand who the group are, where they're investing, what their core values are. Definitely look at the websites. Definitely look at comments when they're posting. And also always trust your gut, right? Core values are huge. Integrity is huge for me. So what has that person done to gain my trust? Right, what do I do to gain people's trust? Number one, I'm newer in the space, but I have experience around me. Nico, Shane, Sasha, Mark, all I just named my partners. And I have that surrounded with me. I also have a great mentor in my H mastermind, Marco Hadar, and I have them to fall back on. I have them to vouch that they can either save the deal or they have people who can help. Or if I just wasn't capable, someone else can take over. I also post on social media often. Social media is only, a percentage of someone's story. However, people see what I do almost on a daily basis. People see what I value. People see what I post. People see my family, my dogs. People kind of get a feel of who I am. And I post, raw videos, me training my dog. Me with my wife, just different things so people can get a feel of who I am. I'm strategic about it because I want to gain trust from not only the people I'm friends with, but the people who might not have ever reached with me or my acquaintances or strangers who have seen my posts, who have heard my podcast. I want people to get more of a closer feel with me, understand what I like, what I value, what I do, because I want people to feel comfortable with me. I want people to feel comfortable with asking me questions. And if they do reach out to me and ask me questions, I should know the answers to the questions they're asking me. And if I don't know, that's okay. I should know where to go, and I should be straight up with them. I tell people honesty is the number one thing that you can give to someone to bring trust, right? If I don't know something, I'll say I don't know, but I'll get back to you and get the answer, right? No one knows 100% of everything. So if someone thinks that they know everything, that is a scary person. Run away as quick as you can, right? Even the most experienced people don't know everything. So, also, I said trust your gut. Always trust your gut. If you don't think you like a person or like how they are or like their values, don't do business with them. Because if something goes bad and you went away with your gut, you can only be upset with yourself. Syndications are good for the most part, right? Syndications are great for the most part. You just have to join the right syndications, join the right people. You're not investing in the deals. You are investing in the people who control the deals, right? What has anyone done for you to give them your money? What does someone need to do for them to get your money? And let's put syndications on hold for a second, right? If a friend asks you for $100, right, what are you going to be asking him? Why? You're not just going to give them the money, right? Even though it's $100 or not $50,000, you're going to be questioning why do they need $100? Why now? What's it going to be used for? And what were they doing with their money to begin with, right? Those same questions apply to syndications. If you're going to be giving your money to someone, especially if it's a significant amount, you need to trust but verify. Verify, ask questions. And I always say, whenever you're trying to figure out, okay, is this the right thing for me? This is my first time. Look at your retirement or look at any other place where you invest your money in. What is the return that you're getting on an annual basis? How easy is it for that? How easy is it for you to pull that money out? How liquid is it is basically what I'm asking. Because with syndications, you might have your money tied up for 5 years or 2 years or 3 years. However, with your 401k, that money is tied up until your retirement age, and you get penalized, 30 to 50% on taxes, depending on wherever you are in your life. Those things matter. So if you're going to be investing in a syndication, you need to figure out what return makes sense for you to give your money to that group. Syndications can be great. Syndications can be horrible. The main thing I want you to get out of this is you are investing in people and people alone. People are running the deal. People are the one that are promising you a certain return, not promising, not guaranteeing, but expecting a certain return to give to you. And that's what you should base it off of. Do you trust those people? Would you want to hang out with those people? And that's it, right? If you trust those people, give them the money. That's okay. Make sure it aligns with your goals, with your family's goals, your values. But you're investing in people. This is a people business. Business is truly about relationships. So can you build a relationship with that person? And do you trust that person to have a significant amount of money with you? I told you one of the bad things is you cannot fact check almost anything, right? You can look on the county or the city website and figure out who owns it. Where you're going to find is, 123 Main Street LLC owns the deal. That doesn't do much for you. You can reach out to brokers, like I mentioned, but there's no guarantee you're going to find a broker that sold them the deal. And how are you going to know? You can ask the GPs, who the broker is, but they can easily lie or phone a friend who can pretend to be a broker. And I do syndications. I don't want this video to scare you to not do syndications. I simply want this video and this audio to let you know that syndications can be great, but they can also be bad. So protect your money. My goal is to show you that you don't need to be a millionaire, a billionaire to get into real estate, right? You truly don't. But also, the caveat to that is you don't need to be some experienced guru to, gain people's money. You can be a con artist, you can be a swindle, or whatever the term is, but you're investing in people. Do you trust those people? How can you verify that these are trustworthy people? And one of the main things I say is, have you known them for 6 months to a year? What's their website like? What's their social media like? Social media is very important because how else are you going to know a person who lives in a different state? You can ask other people, but that's just word of mouth. What can you see that they've done, that they're doing, that they do consistently, what do they value? Because people spend the most time on what they value most, typically. And attention is one of the most valuable assets that we have. Where are we putting our attention? And does it align with our interests, right? Because our interest is the thing that matters most in syndications. Because if I'm giving my money to you, I trust you and I'm expecting something in return. So I hope this helps determine, when to give your money to someone else, especially in the syndication, because it is scary. It's scary out there. You're giving a lot of money to people. So I hope you enjoy. Any questions at all, never hesitate to reach out to me. Some actions that you can do today is people who do real estate, literally just go on their profiles on social media, look at their comments, look at their old photos, just look at what they value and see if it aligns with your interests and truly see if this is someone or some person or some group that you truly want to give money to. Until next time, stay ready, crew.